The new president of Metro North is not disputing the findings of a federal review that found safety takes a backseat to on-time performance. Joseph Gilletti spoke with reporters at Grand Central Terminal today. The federal agency charged with overseeing commuter rail safety released a scathing report this morning, faulting the commuter railroad for prioritizing on-time performance over everything else, including the safety of passengers and workers. The review by the Federal Railroad Administration was prompted by last December's derailment that killed four people. Here now to talk about the findings of the report and Joseph Gilletti's response is WNYC's Kate Hines. Walk me through some of the key findings of the Federal Railroad Administration.
It was really a blistering indictment of what federal administrators said was a pervasive lack of a safety culture at Metro North, that the MTA's safety department was so fundamentally disconnected from workers that nothing was permeating down from the top. And this is how it manifested itself. When there is a signal failure, Metro North pressures workers to get the railroad running back up as quickly as possible, leaving workers without what they say is the necessary time to really walk the track and make the changes that it needs to make. Track workers say they don't have enough time to do basic maintenance. Employees aren't conducting federally mandated tests of Metro North's signal and speed systems due to what it says is a need to keep the trains running on time. And, you know, in other findings, the Federal Railroad Administration found that Metro North employees were using cell phones almost indiscriminately and inappropriately. Safety meetings are poorly attended by staff. Metro North track workers tend to be a very young and not, you know, many of them have less than 3 years on the job, and that the training program for staff is ineffective and inadequate.
Go back to the cell phone findings. Mm-hmm. Are these track workers who are on their cell phones rather than working on tracks or conductors, engineers?
It was not. You know, I actually asked Gilletti about that this morning at Grand Central, and he said no, that if you're on a train, there's absolutely no cell phone use. We're talking about people that work on the tracks, people that perhaps work in signal towers, that there's just no – the FRA said there was no clearly iterated cell phone policy in place, and that – the inspectors had observed lots and lots of uses of cell phones.
And leading, of course, to distraction.
Leading to distraction. Although, you know, let's just make it clear that that December crash was, of course, not due to cell phone. But
yeah, no, not cell phone usage there, possibly of the engineer zoning out. What has Metro North done so far? Mm-hmm. I know it's already started to take steps
change
the culture. What are those steps?
Yeah, there was a lot of fallout from that December Bronx derailment. And since then, Metro North actually has a new president, Joseph Gilletti, the former president, has left. There's a lot of senior staffing level changes happening. They are changing the makeup of the safety department, hiring more people. There's going to be a new head of the engineering department at Metro North. That was something else that was called out in the report. Metro North's board, the MTA's board, has what it's called a blue ribbon safety panel where it's looking into changes that it can make. And it's worth noting that the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, currently has five separate investigations underway right now into Metro North incidents. So there will likely be some lessons learned from that to come.
Tell me a little bit more about Joseph Gilletti's response today to this new president replacing Howard Permit, who stepped aside, as you mentioned, precisely because of not only this derailment, but also two worker fatalities.
Right, correct.
A recent fatality just this week of another worker. So what was his demeanor? Usually these agency heads fight some of these findings, right, or like to take issue with some of them. But what was his demeanor like?
Not only did he not dispute the findings with the report, he basically indicated that the report confirmed what he felt coming into the agency. He started working at the MTA years ago. He left to work in Florida. He's come back. So he knows the MTA, but he hasn't been here for quite a while. And he said, look, time was that transit agencies across the country looked to Metro North Railroad as the gold standard, and that is no longer the case anymore. We need to really recapture that space. But he, you know, he took everything. He said, this is how it is. You know, we have serious problems with our safety culture, and that's going to stop today.
He mentioned that it has taken a long time to develop this culture. How did it get this way? Is it about financing from, federal dollars not being spread out enough to commuter railroads?
It's funny that, I mean, obviously the MTA is constantly in a battle for funding. But after the report dropped this morning, several legislators immediately began holding press conferences. One of them was Senator Charles Schumer, who's been a longtime critic of Metro North and the MTA with regards to its safety record. And someone asked him, you know, is it about the money? And this was his response.
No single department or office, including the safety department, proactively advocates for safety. And there is no effort to look for, identify, or take ownership of safety issues across operating departments. That doesn't cost a nickel.
Yeah, he doesn't think the funding issue is behind the current, quote-unquote, lack of a safety culture.
So what happens now?
Metro North has 60 days to turn around a safety action plan that it has to report to the Federal Railroad Administration. It's meeting with Federal Railroad Administrators every 30 days, and it's already making some changes.
WNYC's Kate Hines with our Transportation Nation team. Thank you so much.
Thank you.